Good morning, friends. Today we're going to continue with the other aspect of stilling the mind. Last time we talked about letting go, like boats floating down a river, of those thoughts that multiply endlessly every second as soon as you still your body. Thich Nhat Hanh notes that the body and the mind are bridged by the breath. So as you breathe, notice that you are building that bridge, breathing in and breathing out. Let's move into our meditation for today. By sitting in a steady way in a comfortable chair, where you can sit upright. Find a place for your hands that is comfortable. Allow your back to straighten as you take in the next in-breath. And notice how that breath is getting to know its way around as it moves up your chest, through your neck, into your head, down through the front to relax your eyes. Feel them relax. And allow that next out-breath to go all the way out. Let it go through the soles of your feet. And breathe gently. Gently. Allow that breath to carry you as you follow each one without trying to change it in any way. You may notice as you sit there that you can also feel your heartbeat. And when you find that this is true, even if it's not true right now, that is an indication that your meditation is deepening. So listen for your heartbeat. Today I want to walk through dark thoughts. What about those sticky thoughts that come up? Painful memories, regrets, embarrassment over something you did today that you can't quite believe. Sticky thoughts. When you have those sticky thoughts, we need to welcome them, not resist them. Because as you now know, resistance causes suffering. An excerpt from Rumi's poem, The Guest House, says it well. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep through your house, emptying it of all its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Unlike random thoughts, sticky thoughts are thoughts that hold you tight. And the working with them is not to resist, but to welcome. Breathing in and breathing out. Stillness of the body leading to inner stillness. just like that. Just gentle breathing. Just noticing those sticky thoughts. And when you have noticed one that's especially sticky, say to it, "Hello, thought. I'm thinking you. I welcome you as a teacher, even though I don't really want you. I welcome you. Breathing in and breathing out. In breath and out breath. Noticing the story that that thought wants to tell. Let that story go down the river like a boat. And feel it get just a little further away. And so what do we mean by welcoming? I'm going to offer you the welcoming prayer written by Father Thomas Keating. And this is the way to welcome those sticky thoughts. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes to me today because I know it's for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire for security and survival. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. I open all to the love and presence of God and God's action within. Amen. Allow that prayer to circulate and notice what stands out to you. And practice coming back to it every time you're struggling with sticky thoughts, and that's what you want to do, is to let them go by welcoming them. Zero out the resistance. And now we begin to close, taking with you the welcoming prayer and the willingness to welcome those guests as teachers when they're sticky or unwanted thoughts. They are your teachers. They are my teachers. And breathing in, take one last long out breath. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Namaste. Amen.